Proclamation number 6722 of 26th of December, 1956. The great grace of receiving the word. You cannot measure the great grace which a direct word reception means for you. That the eternal deity himself draws close to you and speaks to you words of love and mercy, words of encouragement and comfort, words of admonition and words of promise. That I myself address you like a father speaks to his children. You cannot grasp the measure of love which this direct address of mine demonstrates to you, because you have no understanding of how infinitely far the distance is from you to me, because I am the most perfect being and you still lack an infinitely great deal towards your perfection. But love for you, which is equally infinite, unites us, and this love always wants to draw you more to me, and therefore it first wants to help you to reduce the vast distance from me. This is why I speak to you, and thus my love flows to you with every word. And if it can touch your heart, then love will also be kindled in you, and because love always urges love, you also want to reach me and I will come to meet you. And every ray of love light which is conveyed to you humans on earth in the form of my word is evidence of my infinite love for you, which you should not reject but open your heart to it so that it can illumine it and warm you inwardly. For until you kindle a fire of love within yourselves, you are merely dead, purposeless forms, even if you fancy yourselves alive on earth. For true life requires light and warmth, and it is precisely this true life which I want to give you through my ray of love which shall ignite in you. You shall attain life. Thus you are still dead for the time being, and you will also remain dead until eternal life itself finds access to your hearts. But I am constantly striving for this. I come to you myself. I knock at the door of your heart and seek entrance. For I myself am the Word from eternity, I am the light, the love and the life. The immeasurable grace of hearing me myself should make you tremble and fall silent, yet you humans are unable to grasp it, because you infant children certainly hear your father's voice, but you are incapable of grasping the meaning of his words in all their depth. And therefore you do not value the unusual gift of grace according to its greatness. The word itself comes to you, and you know that the word became flesh. That I myself descended to earth in a fleshly shell in order to be able to speak to people who were unable to hear my voice within themselves but had to hear my word in order to awaken to life as well. But they, too, first had to let my word penetrate the heart before they felt the strength of the word. They, too, had to kindle love within themselves. They had to open their hearts to me so that I could enter in order to speak to them myself. This descent to earth was a work of mercy on people who had fallen prey to death and to whom I wanted to give life. Yet even this work of mercy was not understood in its full depth, it was not evaluated, otherwise it should have led to complete redemption, because the path to me could now be covered easily and effortlessly. However, people's will was not willing to ignite the flame of love within themselves. And this will cannot be forced but only ever influenced by loving address on my part. Only my word can bring about a change of will, and because people don't have much time left on this earth, I repeatedly approach them and speak to them. And again I show them the path which they only need to take, because then I myself will meet them and pull them heavenwards. Yet there is not much time left, and therefore my word from above will sound ever more insistently, my words of love will shine ever more flamboyantly, and their sparks of light will still touch some hearts and kindle a fire of love in them. For my measure of grace increases the closer the end is, and one day it will be clear to all my living creations what they have been offered. For life and bliss come so close to every person. My kingdom in its glory approaches you, and every one of you can gain it who listens to me, who opens the door of his heart to me if I knock and desire entrance. Amen.